Hallelujah. I want to declare over you that you are seated with the Heavenly One. Every obstacle is already defeated. We have the victory and the authority. I greet you this morning all over the world. And on Facebook, I want to say to you, participate as we delve into the Word this morning. I want you to take your Bible out right now, your notebook. We have a few minutes together, and it is vitally important that you write down. This morning, we are talking about the authority and the position of you and me as the believers, and the victory that Jesus has won for us. I believe that in this time, many have been crying out and praying and say, God, do you see what's happening? Where are you, Lord? And I want to say to you that God says that I've sent my Son long ago to gain the victory for you. Because in Matthew chapter 16, verses 19, he says that I give you the keys of the kingdom. Now, whatever you will bind on earth will be bound in the heavenly realms. The principalities and powers can be bound. And whatever you loose on the earth will be loosed in heaven. He has given us the authority. Hallelujah. You see, the same thing Paul did when he spoke to the church in Ephesus. And I want you to join me in your Bible in Ephesians chapter 1 from verses 15. Now, Paul saw that the people are feeling weak, and he prayed to God that their eyes of understanding will be opened, that they will see the victory that Jesus won for them, that they must just take a hold of. Join me as we read in Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read from the Message Bible this morning, just highlighting a few verses. But Paul prays here and he says, I ask the God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the God of all glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing Him personally, that your eyes will be focused and clear, that you can see exactly what it is that He is calling you to do. Did you get that? There is something that we have to do. And he says, oh, for his followers, those who trust in him, he is giving endless energy and boundless strength. I pray that you will even receive that as the word goes forth this morning. He said that God raised Christ from the dead. And he set him on a throne in deep heaven. He is in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to governments. Oh, how powerful that is. It says that no name and no power is exempt from Jesus' rule. He is in charge of it all. He has the final word on everything. And at the center of all of this, Christ rules the church. You see, the church is not peripheral to this world, but the world is peripheral to the church. It says that the church is Christ's body, in which he speaks and through which he acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. That is the power of the church today. What does it mean when he says that the church is not peripheral to this world? Peripheral means second to none, second best, meaning less important. No. God's design from the beginning of time would be for the church to be victorious, to walk in authority, to be the legislative authority on this earth. That we will rule according to what? Not our own will, but according to His perfect word. He has given us the authority. Now I hear you saying to me, Chantal, where does it leave me as a believer? Exactly. The church is only as strong as its believers. And I pray that today you will get an understanding of what He died for you to walk in. The authority that we have don't originate from us. It comes from Christ. He delegated that to us as His body so that we can rule and bring His will on this earth. In Matthew 28, like Jade said, Jesus said that all authority has been given unto me. And then he said, therefore you now go, make disciples of all people, baptize them and bring them into the kingdom. And he says that I will be with you until the very end of the age. So you are not alone, child of God. In Luke 10:19, then it says, behold, I now give you all authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions. What is that? That's the demonic forces, hallelujah, and the strongholds, and that nothing shall by any means harm you. Now, what is the position of the devil? He is a defeated foe. He's not your friend, your buddy, your amigo. You don't dabble around in his territory, friends. Jesus stripped Satan of all of his power. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, it says that having disarmed the principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, oh yeah, you know the scripture. He says, be sober. That means don't be intoxicated. Be vigilant and alert, O church. Because your adversary, the enemy, that is the devil, he's walking around, yes, just like a roaring lion. But he's looking for everybody that he can devour. How does he come? Come through your mind, through thoughts, through media, through anything plaguing your body, sickness, disease, that brings you into a place of fear. And he's looking for anyone that will go with that and say, oh my goodness, my life is about to end. And he wants to destroy you until there is nothing left of you. That is what his purpose is, to steal and kill and destroy you in totality, friends. So I want to say to you again, child of God, don't dabble in his domain. We don't go around driving over the speed limit and think that nothing will happen and we will never destroy other innocent people's lives. No. We don't, as the church, have lustful thoughts and entertain those things and adulterous affairs and extramarital affairs. And then we still pray and say, oh God, come and bless my marriage. Bring me a wonderful wife or a husband. We don't do that, church. I want to say to you, we are not those who depend on crutches and drugs and things. We don't go about stealing and looting and breaking down and vandalizing. That is not the church of Jesus Christ. And as a kingdom citizen, when anything is being placed in your possession, you take care of that to the best of your ability. And by the time that you have to give it back, you give it back in a better position that you have found it. Hallelujah. Come on, church, we have to stand up and walk in our authority. The devil is walking around, but the word of God says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. And I pray that that boldness will stand up on the inside of you today. And I want to quickly pose you with two questions. The first one is, why does it seem like the church is weak and without identity? Many have asked that. It is because many people accept Christ and repent of their sin and then go about calling themselves Christians, but they never be firmly rooted and planted. They never come into a place where you are plugged in and submissive. You are not accountable and firmly rooted so that you can bear much fruit. What happens when we are born again? You see, we are then justified. Justified means just as if you've never sinned before. We become the righteousness of God. He sees us through the blood of his Son. You've been then transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You're under new ownership. But then you have to mature. And many people in the church today just stay saved enough to think that we just want to make it to heaven. But I want to say to you, that is not why precious Jesus died on that cross, that you can just make it. No, he died that you can live in victory in Jesus' name. And then the second one, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we can become the righteousness of God. Don't stay in that place. Mature. Be accounted for. And then the second question is, how do we then become this glorious bride that is without spot or wrinkle or blemish that Jesus is coming back for soon? We grow in grace. Sanctification, you see, is a process that we go through. 2 Peter 3:18 says, we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Savior, Lord Jesus. And then Romans 12 verse 1 and 2 says, I beg you, I beseech of you as a matter of urgency that you will present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And this is your reasonable service. This is not even something outrageous that he's asking of us. And then it says, don't be conformed to this world. Become in the same shape or identity as it, but be transformed in your mind in the way that you think, O child of God. You see, the battleground, therefore, is in our minds. That is where the enemy wants to come. He wants to bring fear, false accusations, your bank statement, your children unruly, whatever it might be. And that is where he wants to say to you that you are defeated. And he wants to come and laugh in your face. But if you will just transform your mind according to the word of God, that you will understand who you are, that you are in fact royalty, then the holy anger will stand up on the inside of you when those thoughts come, when those push notifications or whatever it might be come on your phone. And you see, this is contradictory to the word of God, that an anger will rise up on the inside of you and you will say, devil, go. I am a child of the Most High God. And this is not an arrogance. This is knowing who you are. That he is false. He has been defeated. We are the ones who carry the victory, who advance the kingdom. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Will you just recognize who you are? And I want to end off this. An example of Gideon. You remember Gideon. You can read the story in your own time in Judges chapter 1, verses 6 to 11. But it says here that God came and he sat down where Gideon was busy at the threshing floor. Gideon was hiding and God took the time. And today, child of God, God is taking the time to come and meet you right there where you are at. He's coming sitting with you. And he said to Gideon, O mighty man of valor, O mighty warrior. That means that you are a brave soldier who encounter any danger with firmness. But listen to what Gideon said. He said, look at me. My clan is the weakest in all of Manasseh. I am the runt of the litter, Lord. He had a grasshopper mentality. He didn't know who he was. He was fearful in that time. Maybe that is you this morning. You say, I hear everything that you're saying, Chantal, but my circumstances look much different. I want to say to you that God Almighty is coming to meet with you today because God then faced him directly. I pray that you will not even be looking at me, seeing me this morning, but that you will see the living God speaking to you, calling you victorious, mighty. He's got a destiny for you. He said, I played my identity within you. It doesn't matter where you come from. Hallelujah. There is a purpose and a plan why you were born. And then God said to him, go in the strength that is yours, O Gideon. Save Israel from Midian, and I will be with you. Now today, Midian might be any giant that you are facing that is standing in front of you. Sickness or disease, lack or whatever it might be. But God says to you personally, my child, I am with you. Today is a new day. I call you afresh. And I just see him stirring up that calling on the inside of you, that you will stand up in purpose in Jesus' mighty name. There is a bright future for you, child of God, but the Lord is in need of you. He wants you to come into this army so that we can advance the kingdom and plunder hell and bring everyone who is bound by sickness and addiction and whatever to bring them into the marvelous kingdom of light. So this morning, I want to give you an opportunity. If you have started doubting if the word of God even works, if he is still there for you, then this is an opportunity for you today to come and say, Lord Jesus, I come back running to you. And maybe there's someone watching right now and you say, I've been contemplating suicide. I don't even want to live anymore. My life is a mess. I'm a nobody. Then I want to say to you today, encounter Jesus who makes you a somebody. He died so that you can come into his kingdom, so that you can live forever and that you can walk in victory on this earth. And if that is you, I want you to raise your hand unto heaven as a sign that you are submitting unto the Lord. And you can just pray this prayer after me. Simple prayer, simple. The gospel is simple, but the results are profound in Jesus' name. If you would just say, dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today to become my master, my friend, my Lord. Come and shine your light into every dark place in my heart and come and cleanse me in totality. I want to live for you. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. And I declare by faith that today, my name, and you can say your name, is written in the Lamb's book of life. In Jesus' name. If that is you, I want to say to you, you might think that nothing very special happened, but I want to say to you, in the spirit realm, you have just come under new ownership. Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Your best days are ahead of you, child of God. We are so excited for you. And I want you to do two things for me, please. Send us an email. The email address is what now? You're asking, what must I do now? What now at myfaithtv.com. And we want to walk this journey with you. And then the second thing that I want you to do is take the bold step and tell the first three people that you encounter that today I have made Jesus my Lord. That you are not ashamed of Jesus who just saved you from eternal hell. We are so, so thankful that you are now a part of the family. In Jesus' name, we pray a blessing over you. I pray that there will be a hunger within you for everything of the word. Amen.